Thank you for having customer support. My name is Konisha. May I please
Hello?
Have a... Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Konisha. May I please
Could
have...
you speak up louder, please?
Ma'am?
Yes.
Thank you for calling.
Who am I calling?
My name is Konisha. Thank you for calling customer support. May I have a zip code on the account that you are calling in about today?
My phone number is zip code is 92374.
And I do want to thank you for that. May I please have your first and last name?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Can I please have your first?
My first name is Belinda. Last name is Anglin. Can I ask the name of this company?
Yes. It's the Hype Watch Company.
Hype Wide?
Hype Watch. Can I get you to verify your shipping address, please?
937 Harold Street in Redlands, California.
Thank you for that. I have located an account that was open with the Hype Watch Company.
Hype Wide. I'm trying to find out a purchase that I might have made. I'm not sure about. This is why I'm calling. My bank account says that I bought something on February the 11th for $69.97. I'm trying to find out what it is, and I have to get your name of the company again because I can't understand you.
Yes, ma'am. It looks like this account was opened up on January 27th with the Hype Watch and the Hype Pod for $7.92.
I understand seven something, but not $69.
Yes, ma'am, as I'm trying to explain that watch is on a 14-day trial. And if you didn't call back to counsel in 14 days, the trial that you'll be billed a one-time charge for the product at its original cost for the $69.97.
And the product again was what?
You have a watch, a smart watch?
Could you say that a little bit clearer? Because it's coming over kind of crackly.
The watch was on a 14-day trial. And if you didn't call back in 14 days to cancel the trial, that you will be billed for that product that you already have at its original cost, which is that charge that you are seeing on your account tonight.
Well, I don't remember. I really don't remember the problem. I mean, the 14-day thing, and I still don't remember what the product is for $7.
It was a watch.
It
was a smart watch.
Smart watch. Is that what you just said?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh. I've got the watch. I don't remember even having a 14-day. I believed it was a free thing.
Yes, ma'am.
Is there no way of canceling that right now?
I can't cancel your account, but I can't cancel that charge. But what I can do is give you a 50% refund, and you can keep that product.
Oh my. So if I send it back to you, would it be wiped out?
Yes, ma'am. I will have to issue you an RMA. You will call us back with the tracking number, and we will track that product, and it could take you up to 30 days to get your full refund.
I tell you what, let me write that. I'll send it back to you, because I didn't know it was going to be charged $69.
Okay.
Can you give me the tracking number now? I'm sorry for not understanding, because I'm a little hard of hearing. I hope you understand. So is, will you be giving me an address where to send it?
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to give you the address. I'm going to give you the RMA number. And then you will take that product to the United States Postal Service. You would send it. You would, you know, ship the product back to the warehouse. And then once the products make it to the warehouse, then you will be shipped. I mean, then you will get your a refund, your full refund.
Okay, but after that, I don't have to call anybody again, right?
After you take
mail it, after
you'll
I
have
mail
to call.
It.
Yeah, you're gonna have to call us back with that tracking number.
Oh, after I mail it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, call back after tracking number. Oh. So I get the fax number from the post office, right?
Yes, ma'am. And are you ready for this RMA number?
Yes. What do you call my RAM number?
Uh-huh. RMA oh. number.
RMA number. Okay.
It's going to be B as in boy.
B as in boy.
530.
530. Okay.
B as in boy.
B as in boy.
86.
86.
A as in apple.
A as in apple.
D as in David.
D as in David. Okay.
417.
417. Is there any more?
That's it.
Yeah, okay, let me repeat it. I know I was repeating it when you said it. B as in boy, 530. B as in boy, 86. A apple, D David, 417. Is that right?
Yes. And the address to, the address you will send it to is 20 66 66. North Capitol Avenue.
What? Wait a minute. 2066. Is that North Capitol?
Correct.
Say it again.
Yes, ma'am. That's right. North Capitol Avenue.
North Capitol Avenue. Is this D.C.?
Suite 3010.
36?
3010.
3010?
That's the suite number. Yes, ma'am. You will put 2066 North Capitol Avenue, suite 3010.
3010. Okay.
San Jose.
Say it again.
San Jose.
San Jose.
California.
Okay.
95.
Oh, hold on for a minute. Okay. California. All right.
95.
132. 132. Okay. Got it. Now, when I put it in the mail, return it to you with that number, RMA number, and then I pay it, and then I call you back.
Yeah, because once you package that package, you like now when you put everything back in the box, you would take it to the post office, let them ship it to that address, give them that RMA number, and they will give you a tracking number. Then you will call us back. So that way we know that their product has been, you know, has been sent back to the warehouse, and then you will be issued your refund.
Okay. All right. I thank you very much. I'm really sorry, but I couldn't hear very good.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I wish I would read a little bit more when I order something. So, my big problem. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay. I think I can get it all. If I have any problems, I'll just call you back, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okie doke. Then I will leave you alone.
All right.
Three something this morning. Okay, thank you very much, and I'll try to get it all straight. Thank you, and I'm sorry again.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.